What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher when I grow up.
Elementary teacher. I like little kids.
A babysitter.
A pastor.
A dolphin trainer.
A turtle that eats bugs.
After listening to the plans that children have about the future seems so easy and transparent. In today's podcast, we're going to look at the future from the perspective of students with future fears. In contrast to children, students do not have a concrete plan.
What would be my ideal job?
I don't know what I'm doing with myself really, but
So, let's start with me. As children, we don't grasp the meaning of the word future. Our understanding is very limited. We are confronted with the future at a very young age when we are asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? But how much thought do we really put into this? I agree to most of my brother's ideas. Being a detective or garbage man were just some of his suggestions. Because after all, what did I know? I had so many ideas of what I wanted to be. A school or kindergarten teacher, a vet. But I never thought about how I would achieve those things or how much money I would make to finance my life. Now, 18 years later in 2020, I have no idea where I'm going with my life or where the world is going. My expectations of the future, which has become our present now, did not meet up, so I'm afraid of imagining the future now. 2020 has brought us nothing good, and listening to the news has become depressing. Current situations do not help with imagining a better future, and it gets worse if you already had a negative picture. Now, I'm not only concerned with my future, but the world's as well. I am an English major, and the worst thing about this is that people do not take me seriously after hearing what I study. They always assume that I want to become a teacher, which is not true. The follow-up question then is, well, what else would you be doing with your degree? First of all, thank you for your concern, but I did not ask for it. I might not know what I want to do in the future, because I am only 22. How am I supposed to know, especially when I have so much to choose from? The fact that I am not being taken seriously scares me, because what if in the future, when I am looking for a job, employers also do not take me seriously? I would have studied for nothing. With the current environment, I am also scared of not even being able to find a job. How will I be able to afford a place and pay rent? Sema, what are your thoughts about this and what do you think of the future?
I definitely understand your points, Merve. They are so relatable. I have to say, I have similar fears. To be honest, it is really hard for me to talk about this, to find the right words. It is sometimes like a battle in my brain, but sometimes I don't think about the future at all because it gives me anxiety. But again, when I don't think about my future, I am scared and I feel bad. So there is no way to escape at all. As a kid, I always used to think, when I turn 18, I will know about everything. I will be an adult who does not need help. My life will be planned and I will actually have a plan what to do. But unfortunately, these plans do not come automatically. You have to do something for it, which is sometimes not easy, especially if you have too many options. Now I'm 22 and sometimes I have the feeling that I'm too old, that it is a shame that I don't exactly know what to do in my future and how my future will be. I have the feeling that I'm too late with things. Sometimes I see bloggers on Instagram who have reached so much more, although they are so much younger than me. And I ask myself, why am I even studying? I don't even know what to do with my studies at the end. But is it really a problem when I did not reach things like other 22 years old? No, it isn't. And I know that not everyone is the same, but sometimes I have the feeling that society forces us into it. Standard study period. The first thing everyone asks when they get to know me and about my studies. Is it really that important to fit into the system of 6 semesters? Is it really that bad that I will maybe need 8, 10, 12 or even more semesters? Will that be a big problem in my future? Will they reject me because I needed more time to finish my studies? Does this make me less intelligent than the others? I am studying English and Spanish, and like Merve said, everyone is expecting me to become a teacher. And when I say that I don't want to be a teacher, they tell me, believe me, you will end up as a teacher with these subjects. But no, I wanted to see the world, work internationally. And finally, I had a structure and a plan for my future. I wanted to go to Spain for my semester abroad. That would be a step. Everything was planned, but now the unexpected happened. The coronavirus. It stopped me from fulfilling my dreams about studying abroad. But although I know this virus won't last forever, who can tell me when it will end? Who can tell us when we will feel safe again? To see new cultures, to meet new people. All these without any fear. Because I believe the more experiences you collect, the more you find to yourself. And so you know what you want to do. I am waiting for these days to come back. I hope everyone had time to think in these lockdown days about what they really want to do in the future. And I hope everyone will learn the value of life in future. Lea, what do you think about this whole coronavirus situation? How does it affect you?
I wonder what the world might look like after that. Is there an ultimate vaccine, or do we still have to live in fear? I think that is something that comes to the mind of every person around the world. It just became a societal problem in which people must find solutions beyond their own needs, like helping others, being more responsible, but not only for themselves. I hope that those good things will remain for the future. But that is only spoken for the adults. I'm also thinking of children and the social effects of the lockdown, in the future maybe. I mean, they're said to keep social distance in a stage of their life they best learn social skills by the contact with their peers. It will be interesting to figure out how these things will develop. But let's not only refer to social future fears. What I'm most worrying about is the upcoming labor market. Compared to centuries ago, there are so many people who get a high school degree or even graduated from university, and that often results in more competition. Coming back to the corona situation, which is so current this year, we are in a moment of crisis, according to the economy, and the resulting problems that will occur. So many people just then lost their jobs because of the lockdown measures. Maybe that will follow in the future. And as its consequence, it gets more difficult to even find a new job. So summarized, it was difficult just before the corona situation, and now it's even getting worse. And it gives every individual automatically a feeling of losing the control, even if politicians and scientists do not know something about the virus and its upcoming consequences. Often this feeling then results in those fears. But as you will have noticed, you're not alone with it. There are hundreds, even millions, who are sharing it with you.
Now that we've shared our fears, we want to encourage you to speak about your own future fears. What future fears do you have?